This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We just got some breaking news, so let's do it. Breaking news on 670 The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This from Ian Rappaport, sources. The Bears are signing GM Ryan Poles to a contract extension, keeping him in Chicago for years to come. In a big offseason with a new coaching staff, Poles isn't going anywhere. Marshall, you said there's more?
Yeah, Adam Schefter reporting Poles had 2 years remaining on his old deal, but now the Bears have him and new head coach Ben Johnson both under contract for a matching 5 seasons. Since being hired in 2022, Ryan Poles has overseen a full-scale rebuild in Chicago, highlighted by the blockbuster trade of the number one pick in 2023 to Carolina, which helped position the Bears to land Caleb Williams the following year. Poles also hired Ben Johnson this offseason, signaling a new era of Bears football built around its franchise quarterback.
Where did you have, you saw the years though somewhere, didn't you? Where did you see the years report?
Adam Schefter.
Schefter has
ESPN sources. The Bears and general manager Ryan Poles have reached out agreement on a contract extension that ties him to Chicago for the next 5 years through the 2029 season. Poles had 2 years remaining on his old deal, but now the Bears have him and new head coach Ben Johnson both under contract for a matching 5 seasons.
5 years is also the maximum amount of years on a Caleb Williams rookie contract that is remaining, correct?
No, he'd be up before then, before 2029.
One, right? I thought it was five with an option. Let's bring in the show, by the way. It is Judson Richards and Lou Kanellis. What a convenient day to have you on, Lou. You don't work for the Bears station or anything.
I'm shocked. I'm really shocked. And it's not to say that I didn't think that Kevin Warren had enough confidence in Ryan Poles to give him the extension. But let me just throw these numbers at you, because on my way home from vacation earlier this week, I spent 8.5 hours prepping Bears, getting ready for training camp, which, by the way, the rookies report this week. 15-36 overall record in his role as GM. 3-15 inside the NFC North. 4-21 on the road. 4-20 against teams that qualified for the playoffs. Marshall Harris, does that scream contract extension?
You already know the answer. It's a rhetorical question. And no, it does not scream contract extension. I guess it's what have you done for me lately. Last I checked, he's 1-0 against the division in his last game played.
Yeah,
that's all
right.
I got. That's all I got.
That's how I feel. But, he's 15-36.
And he had a hell of an offseason. And they won the offseason for the second consecutive year.
It's four with a fifth for Caleb Williams.
Right.
So that means it would be a year after that contract runs out if you take the fifth.
They have control of him for the next 4 years.
If you take the fifth.
So they could let that all go, and if something goes bad with Caleb Williams, they could just go out and get another quarterback.
Well, and they would know after three more seasons whether they want to give him the extension or not, or let him go like they did Justin Fields.
Right.
You know, you wonder how much of this has to do with how Ben Johnson feels about Ryan Poles.
100%.
Right?
That's where this is.
Yeah, because, you know, last year was so much all about Caleb Williams, how much they doted on Caleb Williams. Now you feel like the decision maker, or the one that we will focus on, and the one that may surpass Caleb Williams if he isn't great under center, is a guy named Ben Johnson. It feels like everything is running through Ben Johnson. So does this decision have to do with perhaps making Ben Johnson feel more comfortable about the future of Ryan Poles? But I think about the messaging of it too. Like, what sort of message does that sound with the amount of 10-game losing streaks Ryan Poles has been able to oversee? What sort of messaging does that sound to the importance of showing up, doing your job, and doing it well? I mean, some semblance of being a cutthroat organization, this decision for Ryan Poles has nothing to do with that.
No, it speaks of comfort. And yep. And that's been my issue with this. I said it before, and people got really angry on social media. At the end of the day, the GM has not proven to be correct in process yet. I'm not saying that what he did hiring Ben Johnson was bad. I'm saying there are two 10-game losing streaks. You're 15-36 as a general manager. You're 1-1, just had a catastrophic season when it came to the expectations. And like we said, you lost the locker room. You had to fire a head coach in the middle of the season for the first time in team history. You've got 3 years of draft classes where we've already seen some major slip-ups. So unfortunately, by that metric, no. Did I think that he was worthy of a contract extension? No. Did I want to see him prove that he could be and then we talk about it? Yes. But this is comfort. This is comfort, yep, for Ben Johnson. That's, yep, what I'm assuming this comes down to.
And for the organization and for Kevin Warren.
Well, you guys are talking about the messaging. The messaging to me is very clear on this. A team that refuses to tell you how long people are under contract all of a sudden is telling all the national insiders how long people are under contract. They're making a statement like, okay, we're ready for our coming out party now. They haven't done anything yet on the field, but they're ready to state, like, here's how confident we are at this stage of where we are and kind of changing the way things are done. As you mentioned, Layla, first time in team history, they would fire a head coach in the middle of the season. Now they're telling you, by the way, here's our GM, here's our quarterback, here's our head coach, here are the lengths of their contracts. You now know the entire spread of what's going on.
And who's the point person behind all this? It's Kevin Warren.
Oh, it's Kevin, mm-hmm, Warren.
All right, there's a new sheriff in town that's literally taken over the organization. It's not George anymore. It's not Ted Phillips, who's long gone. It's Kevin Warren who's making all the decisions. And you know what? To follow up on what you said, Layla, if Kevin Warren is comfortable with Ryan Poles as his GM, then that signified what happened today. And that is, hey, the guy got a new deal and he's in comfort. Now you're right. Everyone's relaxed. Everyone's on the same page. Ben Johnson specifically, I'm sure that there were conversations with the head coach that were, hey, do you feel like you are in sync with this GM? And if yes, then we're going to put you guys on the same type of contract.
And maybe it also says how much the Bears are willing to spend in sunk cost if something goes wrong as well. Like, you're right about the messaging. We've never had terms like this. Also, I think it was a pretty common groupthink, even when Kevin Warren said a year is a lifetime, we all thought that maybe Ryan Poles was under contract for another year, not two. That said two remaining, did it not? I think that's an important piece of this as well.
He just signed it 5 lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good, comfortable place to be. You know, and the thing about Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson, right, because if Ben Johnson is great, and I think he's got a really I'm a big believer in Ben
Johnson.
He's
a great offensive coordinator.
Yes, he is.
We don't know what kind of great play caller. We don't know if he'll be a great head coach.
Right. But from what I've seen, and when I see the man stand at the podium, I'll tell you this, I feel exactly the opposite of I felt about Matt Eberflus for a man to be able to lead a room. And I feel confident about Caleb Williams as well. But, you know, Ryan Poles did not pull off this magical thing to land Ben Johnson. Remember, Ben Johnson's first interview said in his opening statement, I want to be the head coach of the Bears. And then before he ended that first interview, he said, I want to be the head coach of the Bears. They just showed up for the money to give him. So, you know, this contract in itself, I still look at what Ryan Poles has done. Virtually nothing to do to earn this contract. Ben Johnson, I think, is going to have to be the one to salvage it and make it look like a good decision.
He made a big deal. The big deal with Carolina comes into play here, because when you look at what he actually has drafted on his own, what are you looking at as your crown jewel? The crown jewel of his tenure here is making the trade for Caleb Williams, and we don't know yet how good Caleb Williams can be.
No, we just talked about a top 25 list of two respected names in football evaluation, and neither one had them on there, but they had the other quarterback who got drafted next on there, and Jaden Daniels.
And high in the top five for both of them.
Who went to the playoffs, and then C.J. Stroud, who, you know, was prior, of course, to Caleb
Williams. Who they could have had if they hadn't traded that pick away to Carolina.
There have been as many misses as hits for Ryan Pauls.
I would say
more. Other than the trade.
But think about even the people we want to come online who he's drafted. You appropriately cut Velus Jones, which you should have done. Kyler Gordon is your one guy who got signed to an extension.
His first pick, by the way.
Right. So that's one. You haven't drafted somebody who's made a Pro Bowl.
No, the first thing that Ben Johnson had to do was show up here and go in and buy an interior offensive line. You know, the interesting thing about Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, none of those guys were first-round picks. You know, all those guys went after the first round. So Ben Johnson came in, really had to correct what has unfolded throughout the draft and go and spend money, that's 5, 6, and 7 on their payroll as of now, to go and buy an offensive line because they haven't been able to draft one.
Do you think Ben Johnson needed to buy in to what Ryan Poles was doing here before he accepted that job? I know that you said a minute ago that, you know what he said in his press conference, that he wanted to be the head coach of the Bears.
Yeah.
How much of that was because he felt like he could work with Ryan Poles, who had conversations with him before he got hired. Let's be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I felt like it had more to do with how much he thought he could work with the quarterback.
And not the general manager?
Not necessarily. I think when you are an offensive coordinator by trade, you call the plays, unlike the previous OC who got brought here. I think the quarterback is the difference maker. When you consider the other teams that we talked about, just take the Raiders, for example. Pete Carroll goes in there, he gets Geno Smith. Yeah, you know, that's the difference. I feel like the quarterback and the roster and the youth of it was more enticing to Ben Johnson than anywhere else.
Also, if you're just now joining us here on 670 The Score, this is transition. We got a potpourri of people in here. It's Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Judson Richards, Luke Kanellis. We're talking about this just-announced deal that the Bears have made to extend Ryan Poles. He's now under tabs, under contract for the next 5 years through the 2029 season. That matches what Ben Johnson signed as a contract as the head coach. So they're now mirroring each other. Meanwhile, Caleb Williams, he, of course, has a four-year deal with a fifth-year team option, and he's going into year two this year. And this is fascinating on a Friday in the middle of
July. It's Friday news dump.
Is it really a news dump, though? Because
no. Well, just from a time standpoint,
well, it's happening this Friday. For training camp.
If this happened at 5 o'clock, okay, but it's still middle of the day.
It's 3 o'clock Eastern time, Marshall.
Okay, that's
it's pretty dumpish.
But here in Chicago, going to be talking about this for the next...
Oh, yeah. I mean, Lou and I just put together an incredible show. We just went over for an hour.
It has been thrown in the can because we're going to talk about the Bears now.
I mean, if you just take away everything except, say, the record and what you know about the team.
Everything that you've seen.
The 15-36 general manager just got signed to a contract extension. You might be raising an eyebrow.
But what's the alternative?
But the context matters here.
Layla, what's the alternative? All right, let's say, I asked this question, and I want all of you to jump in. Let's say that they had bad, two bad years to open up under Ben Johnson. What happens then? You fire a GM, and now you're bringing in a new GM with a head coach that you hired 3 years ago?
Well, that's always been the issue.
Exactly. So I think the move actually is a smart move by the organization, no matter what he had done previously and what that record that I stated is. I think that the move has been made, and part of what you said is correct. Listen, they're prepared to dump an e-contract if they have to get this organization back on its right foot.
They had to align at some point. You know, there was no doubt about that. They talked famously about how they did everything out of order. You know, and in the NFL, and the Lions are a good example, align your general manager and your head coach and your quarterback. That is the easiest way to set yourself up for success in the NFL. That's established. In this case, you had aligned your general manager and your head coach, but not your quarterback until they got Caleb Williams. At some point, they had to sync up those timelines. So I understand that piece of it. But on its face, I didn't feel comfortable, if I'm the one writing the check, with extending the GM yet who hasn't been totally proven. He hasn't been proven. I want him to prove me wrong. But your alternative in this case is probably inaction.
Hold on. Did he not prove to you this offseason that he made the right moves? I mean, we can all look
this
back.
Season this season dictates whether or not he made the right moves in the offseason.
But really, is it fair to him if in December, is there anyone out there that said this team made the wrong move by going out and signing Drew Dolman at center? As a free agent.
No.
One person out there that can argue against that move.
And you could start from the top on down. Going to get Ben Johnson and then getting that coaching staff and then going to make the decisions to build around the offense for the guy who's going to be calling plays. That's the reason why he was hired. Let's make no mistake about it. Ben Johnson was the number one coaching target on the market because of what he has done as an offensive play caller. That is it. And if you go get a guy like that, you've also got to get whatever tools he needs to make sure that he brings the number one offense to your building. So I see all of that. I also understand Layla's point about Ryan Poles doesn't necessarily merit a contract extension by what he's been able to do so far. It's this simple to me. Kevin Warren said, Ryan, you're going to get another chance. Go do it again. This is not unlike what the Bulls have done with Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley. You're going to get another chance. Go do it again. Now, we don't have to like it. We don't have to agree with it. The problem is we're going to sit here and talk about it as it plays out on the field, on the court, whatever sport you want to say we're talking about.
I'm just wondering when Ryan Poles is going to be expected to win games.
Oh, it's this season.
This year.
It's this season.
Oh, this year.
That's
this
my
year
point
heading
this.
Into just landing a 5-year extension.
Well, he's put the pieces in place this year. I mean, this team needs to win 8 games minimally.
But doesn't that feel backwards, Lou, to put the pieces in place to get a contract before that?
Yeah, 100% it does. And as Layla has mentioned, do the numbers prove that he deserves what he received today? No.
No.
Okay. Has he been given another chance by Kevin Warren because they are on the same page? Yes. So we're starting new with a new head coach, a quarterback who's going into his second year, who I felt played much better last year than many feel are willing to give him credit for, despite what he went through, all that coaching malpractice, all right, and getting sacked 68 times. It's a fresh start, and you know what? Fresh start, you get 5 years, Ben Johnson. You get 5 years, Ryan Poles, and it starts now, and if it doesn't work out, then we'll make changes.
Well, ultimately, he's gotten a redo on the worst things that he has done. Right, he virtually got one guy to fix his two biggest issues.
Mm-hmm.
That was hiring Matt Eberflus, and then pick him, whether it's Luke Getsy or then even worse, Shane Waldron. I mean, in my opinion, those are the worst things that I've seen happen for the Chicago Bears since he's been the general manager. And can Ben Johnson overcome?
I would put up letting Roquan Smith go too.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Roquan Smith's on a Hall of Fame track. He's on a Hall of Fame track.
I thought ego got in the way there. Roquan took him to the shed in the media with that contract, and I think Ryan let it get to him and said, "I am not going to let you talk about me like that to the media. So you're out."
Lou, and I don't disagree with
Tremaine
Poles,
Edmonds.
By the way.
Come in and fill that void. No,
absolutely.
I think you're right, Lou. And I think it was a moment where he was coming and trying to prove I'm in charge here,
100%.
And he let that get in the way of, "Hey, maybe you want to keep the best player you have on defense."
The talent acquisition transition has been a concern. You mentioned Tremaine Edmonds. We talked earlier about the one contract extension to your guy and Kelly Gordon. He also extended Cole Kmet, Ryan Poles did, because he felt like he had earned that extension. I think that matters in the conversation because that wasn't one of his guys. Do I think that that makes up for what happened with Roquan? No. Additionally, on top of all of this, is not only the Chase Claypool trade, but how many times are we talking about people like Jervon Dexter and Zach Pickens and all these guys who still have to prove something? Braxton Jones still has to prove something. The talent outside of quarterback and even arguably your ninth overall pick draft before last still has to prove something. So when you consider all of that together, that's why I pause. I'm glad that you aligned the timeline. That had to be done. But you just got paid for winning an offseason. Not a season.
Right.
I want to see a season.
They, great.
They valued that comfort of aligning the contracts more than what happens on the field, because nothing has happened yet on the field. It's interesting because now that we know that he had 2 years left on his contract, Ryan Poles, you could have said, okay, here's your test season. We're going to come back next season. When you naturally, a year left, you don't want to be a lame duck general manager and you either extend him or you get rid of him. But they said 2 years out, we're going to make all this whole. I don't know that that was the right move, but here they are saying the keys are yours, sir. The keys are yours, Ryan Poles.
But maybe it was the right move for Ben Johnson.
That's probably what happened. I mean,
Why?
Because Kevin Warren.
You say he says 2 years left. He had 2 years left on his deal.
Yes.
So I think in sports, the alignment thing is way overplayed.
Oh, I don't think it's overplayed.
Two seasons. It's a lot that can unfold.
Two
lifetimes, as Kevin Warren would say. Two seasons from now, Ben Johnson may feel drastically different about Ryan Poles than he does today when they're tied for the top of the division in the NFC North.
Would you feel drastically different about Ben Johnson than you do today if the Bears aren't a 500 team this season and the season after?
Absolutely.
The issue I have...
And then what would you do at that point?
I'd find a new quarterback.
Yeah, well, it depends on
head coach. You wouldn't find a new head coach.
It depends on
in a day and time where people want instant gratification. Well, you wouldn't find a new coach.
I don't think 2 years of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson is talking about instant gratification.
35-33.
I think that's the case.
Here's part of it, though, is that I look at it through the lens of the Lions in 2022 at 1-6 before they really started to win. So when you consider that, that makes sense. This isn't going to be an instantaneous world beater team. The problem I had with it, though, is that in a fourth year of a regime, which Ryan Poles was in, you should be able to win X amount of games by that metric, by the metric of having the 1-1, the first overall pick. You should be able to do that. Those two things combined leads you to believe the win total is going to be higher. Notwithstanding, I think the head coach is the game changer in all of this.
He better be.
So then, therefore, everything revolves around him. But you're right. Like, if Ben Johnson changes his mind about his general manager, which he could easily do since they haven't played a season yet, that's why all of this was too in flux to me. Sometimes the best option is inactivity. The best activity is to not do anything.
The real question here, based on what you just said, Layla, is how much say did Ben Johnson have in both the free agency, the trades, and ultimately the draft?
No.
And it seems like his fingerprints are all over it.
Marshall, so that's where I was going.
He's going to have to look in the mirror, because you're telling me Ryan Poles by himself said, we're going to get a tight end in the first round, and then we're going to get Luther Bird in the third when we know we have other things that need to be addressed.
Other guys that he drafted and other guys he extended. Like, that's the other part about this.
That's what I'm saying. So I think... Next year, next offseason, to your point, Judson, would have been the time to evaluate for a possible extension, because even if they finish, say, 8-9 this season, there would be telltale signs. Look, the offense works. Caleb Williams has grown from game 1 to game 17, and now going into next season, we feel like we have a fully functioning offense. But if that's not the case, now they have nowhere to turn. They're going to have to deal with at least 2 more years of that, because you're not going to just eat 4 years of a contract.
No way.
Yeah,
no. Still a family-owned
organization.
Especially with the price tag coming of a stadium.
Yeah, they got a lot on their plate right now.
A lot to account for.
And frankly, there is still motivation from teams. You've seen it already in practice in the NFL, where they want a successful team to roll out that new stadium. That helps you get exactly what you want as far as ticket prices. I know we've talked about that a little bit in the surveys that fortunately listeners have sent us when it comes to what they receive from the Bears. I like the Bears doing that. There's no doubt about that. But the best way to sell tickets is to instill confidence in your fan base.
Was one of the questions in that survey, should we extend Ryan Poles and give him a contract?
It was not. But I understand why that's part of this too, especially when you're depending on the fan base to help finance it right now. You know, that's a big part of this. When you're talking about one-time membership fees and all of that, what's the best way to tell them, hey, we really believe in this, and don't you want to see this take place when it's all finished? Like, don't you want to see the finished product? I get all that part of it. It's just...
Springfield likes the Bears, too, from a fan base standpoint.
But to
winning always helps. How much? I don't know, but winning always helps.
But when I'm writing the check, which I do to Springfield, and we all do standing here every single month or 2 weeks or however you want to put it, when it's my money, I just don't know that I saw enough yet out of that individual to get extended. I get all the factors. But at some point, they had to align timelines. I think that is fair in all of this as well.
They could have just waited a year.
Yeah.
They could have waited a year. They don't have to. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. But listen, I learned today from Layla that 44 is like really, really old.
Oh. 44 is not old.
When Lee Elia got the job, I think that was considered like a young age in baseball to get a managerial job. And now when you look at how they hire people at jokingly 12, but you know, when you think about even let's go with Aaron Boone. When he got hired, weren't you thinking, oh my gosh, look at how young he is? Or Sean McVay's mentioned on the show today. He did get hired at practically 12.
He did, yeah.
Right.
No, my point is just 5 years is a really long time from now. So the whole alignment versus a five-year contract extension for a team that I'm not convinced is going to eat it and maybe more likely just ride it out doesn't seem like
I think it's a different Bears organization. They'll eat it. They'll eat it before they'll ride it out. They won't ride it out for 5 years if they don't feel good about where this is headed.
They paid the most for the head coach.
Yep.
They're still paying,
They're
still paying Matt Eberflus $9 million.
Yeah.
And they made a change. Again, as I said, there's a new sheriff in town running the organization, and his name is Kevin Warren. And he wants results, and you're right, Layla. He needs results to get things passed in Springfield because, as you said, Judson, there are a lot of Bears fans that will vote either yay or nay in the House of Representatives and Senate.
Winning helps.
What do you guys got going for the weekend? Windy City Smokeout, Layla?
Windy City Smokeout for me if the weather holds.
I went last night. By the way, got caught in that monsoon.
Was it really a monsoon?
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty bad.
It was bad? Okay.
The evacuation plan is to go to the UC, right?
You no,
go to the United
Malcolm.
Center? Oh, really?
Malcolm College.
Okay.
So they told you could walk a couple of blocks, go to Malcolm, or you can run to your car. And I tried to run to my car, and that wasn't a good idea when it was six blocks away.
Yeah, you won't catch me at the smoke. I got to work this weekend, and then, yeah, I got a friend in town.
I won't wear the nice boots to the smokeout because...
Well, you're an
Old
Dominion
too much money.
Fan, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of their music. I just, you know, when it comes to a lot of the smokeout artists, I like live music, so I go to enjoy the live music. You know, you can catch me at the Juvenile concert, for example. I went to that. You'll catch me at the Disturbed show. Like, I'll go to a variety of shows.
She will mix it up. Yes.
I would go to Ludacris if I didn't have, I think we have, like, a lot of work that week at the Score. I've got a Sky Game or two, so I can't, like, go to that show.
Rufus DeSoul?
Yeah, I'd go to that, too.
Wait, okay. Luda's coming?
Luda is coming in August, and Jeezy's coming in August.
All right, we'll have to look into that.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a live music girl.
I like that.
Is this when I bring the room down with a 5 and 2 year old? And I, last night, our T ball game was rained out.
Oh.
I am the head coach. I was in the back of the car emailing the parents in a lightning storm. That's what we were doing.
Everybody's still in their cars, obviously, because it was raining. And
nobody went but me. Yeah. I felt like as the head coach, I should be there.
How far
to
is
check
this
out
commute?
The scene. It was about 15 minutes because I signed up late. So there's little parks that are across the street in the Naperville Park District. Didn't get there. But I got caught in a different kind of downpour last night out in Naperville. That was nasty last night.
It was nasty. And there were severe thunderstorm warnings and then flash flood warnings. And you're coming off of what had happened on, you know what? I felt bad for those folks that went to see Teddy Swims over at Northerly Island on Tuesday night because most of them couldn't get a cab out of there and it didn't stop raining. And they were all walking down Lakeshore Drive in the middle of that monsoon.
That's awful.
That looked off. That, listen, Northerly Island is a great place to watch a concert. Dave Matthews there a couple of weeks ago. I saw Simple Minds a couple of weeks ago. But if it rains,
you're done.
You are screwed.
So you got back from Spain on Tuesday and you already got to a concert?
No, that was before I left.
Okay.
Before.
All right. But you know,
well done.
Teddy Swims was on Tuesday night and I asked my wife, you want to go across the street and watch? And she said no, because I'm exhausted. My body feels like it's 3 o'clock in the morning right now, so I'm not going to make it. So I just stood at the window as it was pouring, flash flooding out there, watching these poor people walk out of Northerly trying to get home. And it was awful.
I am going to my first concert in, I think, 5 years. The missus and I are going to Gin Blossoms.
Yay.
And was it Blues Travelers at Ravinia?
Oh, I was at Kaigo.
She just went to Ravinia.
Yeah, I went to Ravinia for the first time.
And?
Wasn't it great?
It was awesome.
It was one of the best shows ever. I saw Kaigo at Northerly Island.
That's
a great show.
Oh, he puts on an awesome show.
That's a great show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, Kaigo at Ravinia was a great concert. Good time. And I was not familiar with the Ravinia Festival's game. I felt like I was at an SEC high-end tailgate.
Well, you may have to educate me on how to prepare myself.
I love how you say that. Have you been to Ravinia?
I've not, but
okay,
that's
then
hilarious.
You'll familiarize Marshall, yourself with the game.
Put that on your schedule, buddy.
We'll see.
My neighbors offered me from their lovely spread some in-season cherries. It was nice.
Sounds delightful.
It was a good time.
It's full on picnic baskets.
All right,
out here.
So Judson Richards, Luke Kanellis, you got a different show to do now. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm not even going to tease what we had. What
we
Danny
still
got
to talk a little Cubs baseball.
We
with
absolutely
the Yankees
will.
Coming up, right?
Yeah, especially with PCA. There's plenty of PCA thoughts to go around. And 2005, I know we're recognizing what happened with the White Sox there, so we will certainly celebrate that. Lee Elia passed yesterday. Lou was there. So
I was there, but I wasn't inside his office like Les was with the microphone.
I love it. Tell all the stories.
I was in the visitor's locker room.
Yeah, tell all the stories.
One of the greatest rants of all time. We'll have to get to that. But we've scrapped the show. Ryan Poles has gotten a contract extension from the Chicago Bears. I can't wait to get more of Lou's thoughts. We'll open the phone lines as well, 312-644-6767. And we will dive headfirst in the Bears coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.